What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Axe and Crown. Episode 11. Bowled Over.
Hey, Uncle.
Hey.
What's with all the bricks? Did Stan finally talk you into putting up a fifth story?
It's for Siege Bowling. Didn't you see the posters?
Oh, yeah. Something about a tournament?
Yeah, 100 crown prize.
Never heard of Siege Bowling.
It's a big pub sport here in town. Back in the Army, my buddies and me used to play it on our off hours.
It's bowling, like with a ball?
Yeah. So listen, you used to play Smash Ball, right?
Oh, yeah. Left striker.
You any good?
We were 3-time All-Trollsun champions.
Huh.
Any particular reason you ask?
Well, we're down a guy from last year, so it's just Hank and me. We need a third bowler.
What's in it for me?
Glory. Achievement.
A share of the prize money?
Commensurate with experience.
Equal share or I'm out.
We'll see.
How's the game work?
It's head-to-head. Each team builds a wall out of bricks like this. That's your castle.
And then the other team has to knock it down?
A little more complicated. The basic idea is your king is being held prisoner in the other team's castle. Each bowler gets one throw, and between you, trying to knock down these 5 pegs. Those are the guards. Your opponent set those up along with the wall, plus this coin here. That's your king. You knock that down, you score 0 for the castle.
Got it. Sounds pretty straightforward so far.
Now, that's the basics. You throw from the line back here. With this layout, I'd go for the 2 guards on the left.
You were saying?
Well, okay. First time lucky.
So, equal share.
Well, hang on. We've only covered the official rules.
There are unofficial rules?
Yeah. 1, cheat like hell. 2, don't get caught.
Okay, now this is sounding like your kind of game.
Hey, guys. Hey, are you joining the Siege Bowling team, Petula?
Thinking about it.
Oh, you gotta be on it. You'll be awesome.
Are you playing too?
Gubbin says I'm banned from the team for life.
Damn straight.
Not have anything to do with the hole in the wall by the stairs?
It might, perhaps.
Yeah, and there's also the matter of Stan being terrible at lying.
Yeah, either that or the best liar ever.
Oh-ho. Who told the building inspector about our basement tunnel?
Well, he couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. He just looked so bothered about it.
And where were you just now, Stan?
I was not across the street.
So, not at the Badger and Bucket.
Yes, I was so not at the Badger and Bucket.
I believe you.
See, Betula believes me.
Once again, across the street and in bed with the enemy.
In bed? Whatever, I was there to gain intelligence. Is that so hard to believe?
Well, I doubt you could lose any.
Hey, which reminds me, they're fielding a team in the tournament.
They're what?
The Siege Bowling, they're gonna compete.
The Badger and Bucket are?
Yeah, I told them they're gonna be toast. I bet Dorothea 100 crowns we would win.
Whoa, you got 100 crowns just lying around?
Well, I mean, not exactly, but well, we are gonna win, right?
Sure. Well, this ought to be interesting.
Is everybody having fun? Oh, hey, I can't hear you. I said, is everybody having fun? It's time for game 2 of the quarterfinal round, my friends. From the Tower District, put your hands together for last year's 5th place team from Ye Old Pointed Hat. Bowling first, it's Venevender Piffling. Bowling second, Maisie Wolfenschnout. Am I saying that right? Okay, cool. Bowling third, Tempesma Chang.
Are they actual wizards?
Yeah, they got no chance. Wizards are crap at Siege Bowling.
You figure they'd be great at cheating.
You can always tell. They're worse liars than Stan, and they can't hold their beer.
And squaring off against them, a brand new team on the scene. Nice place, but you wouldn't want to drink there. It's the Badger and Bucket. Boo!
All right. Let's see what kind of team these clowns can field.
Bowling first, from Fair Upon Middling in Mediocria, it's Zenda Blend.
Oh, yeah, actually, she tends bar. She's really nice.
Bowling second, hometown boy Spike McDuff. And bowling third, team captain and former bowler for the Axe and Crown.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Johan Yeoman?
Uncle, is that your Johann?
He's not my anything. Those bastards.
Now, hang on. Judges, correct me if I'm wrong, but shouldn't this man be disqualified for cheating?
Okay, Stan.
As in cheating on another player in this tournament.
Stan?
Specifically cheating on his former teammate for the Axe and Crown, Gubbit.
You made your point!
I'm just here to play, guys.
Okay. Great. So, let's get this game underway. Team captains, to the bar for the toss, please. Guys, they stole our chef and Gubbin's ex.
I noticed.
And it is the Badger and Bucket to bowl first. Pointed Hat, please proceed to your battlefield and assemble your wall.
How much does Johann know about our setup?
He knows the bendy floorboard and the wind vent, and he's the one who invented the hollow brick full of sand trick.
Well, maybe you can spot some of his tricks at least.
If it comes to that, let's hope the wizards can take him down before they get into the final.
And down goes the third guard. The Badger and Bucket are the winners with 76 points to 40.
Freaking wizards!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
That's the last two guards down. Oh, what a beautiful shot. That brings it to 65 points for the Axe and Crown, who advance to the semifinals versus the Parsons
wait,
Trousers.
Wait, time out. Now, I saw some kind of string attached to the guard on the left there.
A string? Why would you attach a string to your own wall?
We didn't. You guys, you cheap.
We were right over here.
People.
Did we move? Did you see any of us move past the line? No!
Oh, down goes the crown. 0 points. A heartbreaker for the hippopotamus and castle. Don't feel bad, guys. I have no idea how, but the Badger and Bucket were totally cheating. I know it.
You heard the judges. They didn't see any glue on the bricks. It was just a fluke, plain and simple.
The judges are shrugging. They've reached a decision. And yes, the Axe and Crown take it to advance to the finals. Yeah! It all comes down to this one, ladies and gentlemen. The final game of this year's Granville Pub League Siege Bowling Championship pits our upstart challengers, the Badger and Bucket, against reigning champions for 4 years running, the Axe and Crown! Yeah. Team captains, please come to the bar for the toss. Gubbin, would you be so kind?
It's good to see you, Gubbin.
Damn it.
Let's try that again.
Take your time.
Jackass. Call it!
Tails.
Gubbin?
Right. Heads!
So it's the Axe and Crown to bowl first. Badger and Bucket to the battlefield, please. Stack them up. Stack them up like groceries. Yeah! You see what I did there?
Damn it!
Oh, no. The king is down on the first throw. That's 0 points for this round.
Come on! The middle brick went down before the ball even hit! You all saw it!
All right, no score yet. The Axe and Crown are ready with their first castle. Let's see if Johann's team can deliver.
What?
38 to 35 going into the last round. I don't remember ever seeing a game this intense. And by the way, there were totally magnets at the top row last round.
No, no way.
Okay, bring it in. This last one looks like a Blefarney Castle formation. Aim for the second row, one in from the left.
You sure? Not the one beside?
No, that reddish one right above it. That's not one of our bricks.
How do you know?
I've memorized every brick in the pile, okay? It's gotta be one of Johann's.
Okay, second row, second from the left.
Yeah.
Got it.
Guard number three is down, but that still leaves a nasty split. This could be tricky. Let's see if Gubbin can take out those last two. And yes, by the way, he totally can.
All right. Bucket hands.
No pressure, Gubbin.
Can it?
Oh, oops. I seem to have dropped my tankard. How clumsy of me. Oh, let me just get that.
Nice try, Johann.
Oh, now, look, that's just playing dirty. Gubbin, don't look. Don't look, Gubbin. Yeah, Johann, we are all onto you, Johann, you and your little sexy moves.
And oh dear, the beer spilled all over my shirt.
All right. Time out.
I'll just take that off.
Oh, no.
Well, the judges are signaling. Oh no, that's right, the Axe and Crown have used up all their timeouts. Oh, jeez.
You like?
The clock is ticking, and Johann has clearly been working out. Wow.
Put your damn shirt back on.
Yeah, give it up, Johann. Shake those hips all you want.
There's more where that came from. If you make this shot.
5 seconds, Gubbin.
Oh, my head. What the hell am I doing upstairs? Oh.
Room service.
What is all this?
Breakfast in bed, silly, for the champion. I know, Dumplinka's not really a breakfast food, but whatever.
Oh, you bastard.
Uh-huh. Here, hot off the grill.
Damn, I will say I've been missing these.
Doesn't your niece cook?
In the sense that she puts food on the stove and then puts the remains on a plate? Yeah, she cooks.
You poor baby.
The kid really could use some help.
Maybe I can give her some pointers.
She'd probably appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Coffee?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes it's easy to take a good thing for granted.
Yeah, it is.
This doesn't mean you're forgiven or anything.
Didn't cross my mind.
So, working at the Badger and Bucket now?
Well, for now, assuming Dorothea doesn't fire my ass for losing the tournament.
What, she hired you just to beat us at siege bowling?
You think bucket pubs hire cooks for their skill?
Good point. Well, if she does fire you, you know.
Yeah?
It'll serve you right.
Probably.
All right. Did you lose that game on purpose?
Of course not. The better man won.
You got that right.
I mean, you always play fair, right, Gubbin?
Always.
The Axe and Crown, starring Hugo Jones, Art Carlson, and Marisa King, with special guest Sean Howard. Written and directed by Eli McElveen. Recorded in Toronto at Trench Recordings. Sound design by Eli McElveen. Produced by Sean Howard.
Looking for your next listen? We're really enjoying The Far Meridian. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts. And tune in next week for the season finale of The Axe and Crown.
Very good.
Let's get this party started.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and then they lose the game.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road, a dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/Broken Road.